Welcome to Politics Ohio. I'm Emily McCord. One aspect of Governor Kasich's midterm budget is to raise taxes on oil and gas drillers. The proposal has put him at odds with some members of his own party, people in the industry, and liberals as well. And this is all ahead of the election next fall. Andy Chow from Ohio Public Radio's Statehouse News Bureau says there are now two proposals being debated at the Statehouse.
One is in the form of a House bill from Representative Matt Huffman from the Lima area. He is now proposing a 2.25% on these companies, and pretty much it's a percentage of the oil and gas that's extracted from Ohio's lands. And the governor has a different proposal, and that would be a 2.75%. And so right now, that's where the debate is. Should they go with a 2.25% or should they go with a 2.75%?
2.25% versus 2.75%, is this really that big a difference?
And that's what I asked Tom Stewart. He's the executive vice president for Ohio Oil and Gas Association, also known as OOGA. And he says it really does make a big difference, especially when you go with what the original proposal was, which was 2%. And he said that 0.75% difference really does make a big difference when you're talking about a large amount of money. And when you have a lot of oil and gas companies coming in, it does make a huge difference in their opinion.
One reason that Governor Kasich is doing this is to lower the income tax. This tax on oil and gas drillers is meant to offset that cost. Do we have a sense of how much this tax will actually generate?
Their breakdown from his budget update, also known as the mid-biennium review, had a breakdown of all the numbers in his proposals. And as far as the severance tax goes, his proposal says that in fiscal year 2015, the increased severance tax will raise $121 million. Then in fiscal year 2016, it'll raise $304 million. And then by 2017, $449 million. So we're talking about a lot of money coming in just from this one industry because of this whole boom, this whole shale gas boom with hydraulic fracturing and horizontal drilling and getting all the natural gas out of the shale. The governor says he wants to capitalize on that. And when we're talking about in the next three fiscal years, nearly $880 million. That's a lot of money.
We hear from some Republican lawmakers that are really worried about this tax on sort of a nascent kind of budding oil and gas industry here in Ohio. How does Ohio compare in terms of its taxes on oil and gas drillers to other states?
That's the other really big debate that's going on right now. The Ohio Business Roundtable brought in a study from Ernst & Young that said, well, this 2.75% is still, I believe they said, 65% lower than seven other top drilling states. But the industry says you just can't compare the two because Ohio is very different than any other state. And they say every state can never be compared to any other state because of the geology, because of the industry infrastructure already there. And the other thing that's interesting is that because it's so new in Ohio, Ohio's still in its what they're calling its infancy stage of drilling. So while you have a state like maybe Oklahoma or Texas that have higher rates, they have an industry that's been going on for a while now. So they already have a lot of things developed, and they say Ohio's just not as far developed.
You know, in the past few weeks, we've seen an oil spill in southwest Ohio, and there was a series of earthquakes in Youngstown that may or may not be related to fracking. I wonder, though, could this change the political discussion surrounding these taxes?
It's hard to say at this point if that's going to play a role at all. It does play a role, especially for some liberal-leaning think tanks. For example, Policy Matters says that is why we need a higher rate. They would like to see Ohio go for no less than a 5% severance tax rate. And they say raising that rate up to that level will generate enough money to be able to mitigate some long-term concerns. For example, if even though they are rare, if something were to happen like a leak or a spill or anything like that, this fund, the money that goes into this fund can help pay for that kind of stuff. And Wendy Patton with Policy Matters brought up the West Virginia example, the example of a chemical spill in the river, and how the state is constantly paying a lot of money in order to compensate for all the issues that they're having right now in that area.
I've been speaking with Andy Chow from the Ohio Public Radio Statehouse News Bureau. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, thanks for having me.